Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday the 17th of May. Fly like a seagull to the sea, fly like a seagull. I thought it was fly like a seagull, I didn't realise it was fly like an eagle. Fly like a seagull, I don't know why I thought of that at the weekend. Fly like the seagulls. Beautiful. Spurs' best result in about, well, certainly their best result this season happened to come from Brighton. Did you see him? We can see you sneaking out. We can see you sneaking out. 9 points in 21. Complete and utter bottle job. There we go. Bottle job. Bottled it. Oh, yeah, we're second. It's an achievement. We're second. Bottled it. 5 Premier Leagues in 6 for Man City, as I said the other day. Definitely a pep factor in it, but we're getting a bit like the old Bundesliga, aren't we? Arsenal fans will crucify me for this, but I think Arsenal benefited from the layout of this season. They didn't have a massively tough start, and you've still got to win those games, and fair play to them, they did, but the World Cup then stopped it. They had the least player hours in the World Cup. And Man City had the most compared to out of the top six teams. Arsenal had the least and Man City had the most. And they benefited from it. But you just look and think next season, City, I think they're going to run away with it again. It's all getting a bit dull and boring, isn't it? I mean, I just find football incredibly boring now. Other than the punting angle. And I haven't renewed my season ticket yet. Got about 10 days. I keep swaying. Shall I do it? Shan't I do it? I just don't enjoy anything like I used to. My brother's definitely not renewing. He's had enough. So that's a check mark in the reasons not to. We do have an exchange at Tottenham. So you can buy the ticket and then you can sell them on a match-by-match basis. And to be fair, they have been selling. But if the shit show continues, I'm not sure how long that will be. So it doesn't. Whilst you pay the money up front, you get it back through the season, bar a small fee. But I can't, if we keep being like we're being, I can't see that those tickets are going to get snapped up, particularly for the smaller games, as quickly as they have been. The tourist attraction element of the new ground will eventually wear off. And it's just dull and boring, and radio silence from the Spurs hierarchy. No manager, no director of football, no women's manager, no plan, devoid of ideas, a load of shit players that we just can't turn over. Spurs need, we've got so many players out on loan. Roden, Winks, Gill, what's his name, the one from Jed Spence, just got loads of players out on loan that Ndombele. As well as the shit we've got back, Sanchez, Dyer. I mean, they're talking of offering him a 3-year contract. Just certainly not going to be anything that gets sorted out this season. It will be 2, 3, 4 years, and then we don't know what Levy's master plan is to deal with all that. So yeah, it's not a great, an attractive proposition buying a ticket. I'll be honest. Just want to go and enjoy the day out again. It's just been shit, so might bin it. Do something else. That's the trouble. If I do bin it, I won't do anything else, and then I'll spend even more time indoors. And that's the danger, isn't it? It does. If I don't, I've only been to 2 games since October, but it just doesn't get you out the house, does it? Fly like a seagull. I did think the song was Fly Like a Seagull. I didn't realise it was Fly Like an Eagle. That's the old Peter Kay. I've been singing the wrong lyrics for however long Seal's been banging that out. Fly like the seagulls. Done brilliant, haven't they? Absolutely superb, Brian. God, there's a way to run a club. Tony Bloom, manager, looks fantastic. Well, he lost the plot a bit at Tottenham, but looks good. But I'm buying into Carrick as well. I just put on 10 minutes of that playoff the other day. And I put it on purely to see what Carrick was like. Just very calm on the touch line. Done very well with Middlesbrough. I know they were underachieving before we went there, but done very well with them. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Second leg tonight, isn't it, Middlesbrough? And I wasn't being funny, GH, when I tuned in and I said, well, a lot of empty seats at Coventry when I put that on. Just blocks of like 4 or 5 seats with nobody in them. You think you've got your biggest game for years, what are you doing? Just really surprised me. Just really you know, I just thought every seat would be absolutely full. Fair enough that there was plenty of noise coming out of the Coventry Inn, but I just thought it would be, you'd all want to be watching. But yeah, I think Middlesbrough may prevail tonight. And in Luton, well done to Luton. Simon, Dennis, what are you doing? Simon, I don't know whether you do listen anymore, but what are you doing ringing TalkSport? I've listened for 15 years. That's the first thing we need to have a chat about. No wonder your fucking brain on that Twitter's gone, son. Listening to TalkSport for 15 years, it's complete and utter fucking bollocks. They just talk shite. It's what it's called, should be called, talk shite. And ringing in, son. Ringing in on your way home from the game. Congrats on the win, but honestly, have a word with yourself. Flipping dearie me. I had to play it this morning. Oh, my good God, he's finally lost it. Right, where are we? Right, the season is slowly drawing to an end. We've got a couple more weeks. Final weekend of the Premier League is the 28th, I think. And then, obviously, the summer leagues continue. So I've already started my planning for next season, start my... getting things in order for analysis. We are going to visit family over the next 2-3 weeks. Just different trips around the country. Purely, we haven't seen Sam's brother since they had their stroke and heart attack. Her sister has got engaged at 50 odd and is getting married next year, and she wants to go and see her. So we're just doing a bit of that. So. Let the season end. First couple of weeks, I'll just be off doing a bit of that. And then, yes, we'll be into next season. So I'm going to post some bits in the Telegram room, just asking some questions. Obviously, I've got plans. We've been going through and did some of this last week, getting a series of pod and blog topics. And I'm gonna wait till the season's over. Now I've just decided I'm putting myself under time pressure by doing that, so I'm gonna start those. And as I say, we'll have a pod, a blog, and where necessary, a YouTube video, so that it all makes a bit sense and they'll be properly tagged and libraried up. I just need to speak to Dave about how we set that out on the website. I've got a meeting with him on Friday. So I'll get that set up, but I'm going to ask some questions in the Telegram room. I'm going to just focus there for the minute, obviously, because of people in there. I would imagine our FTSU, I guess the first thing, if you're not using the room, can you just leave it, just make it easier that it's tidy, that we know how many people we're talking to. But just going to be some generic questions about the info you use and what you'd like to see, and things we can do. So in that sort of, you know, whilst we'll have Norway, Sweden, MLS, Japan, etc., my daytime time will be a bit more free than trading football, so I will be able to just take on any ideas. I know I've asked these sort of things before. I'll try and get in a structure that makes sense for people over the next few days, and just get a bit of feedback as to what you use, what you want, what you want to see forward, so I can plot my time better and make sure that we get this sort of stuff delivered to you. Going into next season, Ultimate members, I will, before your sheets go out on the 24th, 25th, I will post some sessions that I'm going to do for you guys through June, July. I just want to look at things like the golf. I mean, obviously I did those golf YouTubes. They weren't greatly subscribed to. And they take a lot of time, so I kind of was going to do one for the PGA, and I thought, well, no, I'm just going to basically waste a day, because for a few people, I don't mean that lightly, it's my time's got to be worth you know, engaging with people, and that's what I'm really trying to, you know, we do get, I keep saying it, so little feedback that it is really difficult to try and help people sometimes, because they don't. We've got a new FAQ page going up on the website that we've been constructing over this last week. That's going to answer a lot of the basic stuff, and explain a bit more about the website and things. So that will be up soon, probably early next week. I'll post the link to that. We did trade the golf at the weekend, done very nicely. Really, really pleased. You sort of look at an event, and I didn't put it in the group, but I did send it to a couple of people, my little write-up of the tournament after round one, just some observations, and I was just probably of all year, that was probably my favourite selection of golfers that as for the way I trade that I had was just really. Really, when I did it, I mean, I wrote a real solid slate of players this week. I really like it, but always a caveat. The leader was three clear, no shot 61, didn't he? The first day was 62, was three clear. But I'm not overly worried about him, to be honest. Scheffler was not far behind, but Robert Scheffler, always a chance he runs away with things. And if he did, the market would have been stagnant. After five holes, he was trading around even money after five or six holes of round one. And if he'd continued to be up there, obviously the focus of the trading, when our market and understand our markets were, it would have been on him, and other people weren't going to move much while he was dominating. But he did have a few bogeys on first day. He wasn't putting great for me. Chipped in, made a couple of eagles. So I just felt that it really set up really well. And we had Day, Scott, Will and Kim. And I put that Day and Scott look ready to win again soon. And both are trending that way. And Jason Day did go and win it, and Siwoo Kim was second. And of course, you know, it's not luck when you work out, when you sit and put the work in to these things. Scheffler was a concern, but I did feel that... the value was there, basically, in the four that we picked, and great to see it pan out. So I hope, I saw some of you commented that you trade, but it is things like that. I have no idea how many people use that advice. I've genuinely, you know, I think we had two or three people, and I'm not, it sounds harsh, I'm just not going to do it for two or three people. I'm absolutely wasting my time. I might as well just do it myself, and I don't mean that to be harsh, but it's just trying to find out who's using this. I mean, we've got 190 subscribers in the golf room, and four people, when I put the 40% available, four people responded. So I just want to try and get a better gauge on what people are using, football trading wise, golf wise, so that we can actually, you know, target stuff. I'm trying to help you. I keep coming back to the same thing. We're trying to help you. It's so fucking hard. It's like going to the doctors. He goes, "What's wrong with you?" And you just sit there mute. What's wrong with you? You can't guess. So that's my sort of analogy. Anyway, we'll get there. Fly like the seagulls. Where else was I going? Fly. Well, I have had stuff happen this week. I've had stuff happen with the daughter, which I just cannot even go into. Because I'll just have a full meltdown. It's just, words absolutely fail me. Those of you who've got young kids, you think it gets easier. She was 34 last week, and unbelievable. Jeff, right, so let's just have a quick run through. I will have a quick run through. It's the second major of the year, the USPGA, this week at Oak Hill. Oak Hill Country Club. It's held something like, I can't remember how many I read earlier now, six majors I think it's held already at Oak Hill. The last winner here was the US Open and three PGAs, and the last time was 2013, Jason Duffner won. Whatever happened to him? So I quite liked the way he played golf. He just looked like he'd rolled on out of Witherspoons. He won. It's been renovated, and this will be the first time since, obviously, that we get to see this course. So it was a Donald Ross course, and it's been renovated by a guy called Andrew Green. Par 70, 7,000, nearly 7,400 yards. Six holes with water. It's bent grass, rye grass, fescue greens, about 4,500 square feet, so not massive. And obviously we have got in John Rahm going into this week, a player who is kind of streets ahead of everybody else at the moment. And I guess him and Scheffler will be where it kind of dominates. The fairways aren't that wide. It's about 30 yards across, 250, 300 out. There's a par 3 which is about 240 yards that Fitzpatrick tweeted he had to hit 3 wood at, which is obviously unique for these guys, a bit of wind at it. The greens, as I say, aren't massive, they're elevated, deep bunkers, a lot of false fronts, so you'll see approach shots coming up short. And then they slope away and the rough's quite thick. I saw one of the players, I can't remember who it was, dropped a ball in the rough and it practically disappeared. So with the slightly narrower fairways, you are going to want somebody getting it in play. And if we do get a bit of rain and that rough gets wet, I think we could see a couple of absolute chronic scores. Round there. So the market is Scheffler and Rahm out on their own. Basically, Scheffler's trading 9, Rahm's 9.2. Of course, one of those could win it. And for me, I mean, Scheffler's been playing well, and he is a bit of a robot. But Rahm, if he hits his stride, you know, he's won the Masters. He was winning every other week at the start of the year. If he hits his stride, he is better than the rest, simple as that, at the moment. But obviously, when you've got a couple of short front runners, then you start to look down. So we've got McIlroy at 17.5, hasn't been playing great. Xander never wins shuffle at 20, we'll be ignoring him. Cantlay at 21, and interestingly, I see in the draw that they have got live golfers playing alongside these guys in the opening rounds. They haven't put all the live players together. Whether that lot ever sorts it out. Tony Finau is 23. Brooks Koepka, who did so well at the Masters for so long until Rahm reeled him in, 27. Still got a fantastic major record, Koepka. Dustin Johnson, 34. Thomas, 38. Jason Day, last week's winner, 36. Certainly of interest in the top 10 market, that one for me. Cameron Young, 38. Morikawa, 40. Hovland, 40. Cam Smith, you know, last year Cam Smith would have been certainly in the top 3 or 4 in the betting. He's down at 42. Going to live certainly seems to not have certainly had a detrimental effect to him. Fitzpatrick, 42. Sung Jae-im, 40. Spieth down at 55. He has just been drifting like a barge. Spieth, I think rumours of injury. Homer, 55, who, you know, been playing some of the best golf of anyone the last 12 months consistently. And Sam Burns, 70. Hideki, 80, and then Tommy Fleetwood, 100. So you look down it and you see some attractive prices that you think, obviously because we've got these two guys out in front, the market further down is brilliant. We've got pure bent grass greens, which McIlroy does really well on. So it's a matter of whether he can find his game. Can he get, you know, he's fought with a driver all year. Can he get the driver in play? Can he tidy up his short game and putting? There's still lots of question marks on McIlroy for me at times. Finau been playing great. He's won a couple of times on bent grass. Cantlay's won 5 times. Day's won 5 times. So you kind of look. So for me, in all these things, I like to kind of ignore the top two, and if they win, they win. I will look, as I always do on Friday, and trade. But if you wanted to get involved at the start, I think top 10, Finau 3.55, Koepka 3.8, Day 4.4, I think they are three that I would want inside in the top 10 market. I think they're great prices, and I think, you know, if you back all three, basically if one of them comes in the top 10, you've got a free ride at the other two. So I think Finau, Koepka and Day, given the way they're playing, Koepka's record, you know, the next thing for Finau is to win a major, and this might offer him an opportunity today. If you wanted to back people from the outset to win, I think Cantlay is another who the next step is to win a major. So I can't have shuffle, you know what I'm like. Cantlay at 21. Finau, you know, 23. I couldn't put you off him. Homer at 55, I think, is a almost auto bet. Again, looking to trade. And Justin Thomas, who's got two PGAs in the bag at 40. So they're the sort of players that I would have on side pre-event. And I do, and again, you can have Fleetwood a small amount at 100. Fleetwood's been playing really well. I'm not quite sure that he's got enough to win it, but I think he could trade shorter. He's got reasonable major sort of being up their form. So they're players that you could just, you know, back with, again, a view to trade pre-event. But it will all be about the top two in the betting and what happens with them. I can't see that they won't be up there. And again, obviously, that will then determine how the market works itself out. But I will look Friday. But I do like that top 10 bet. I do like the top 10 finish. Finau, Koepka, Day, as I say, you get one in the top 10 and you're free riding the rest. It's a, from what I remember watching it when Duffner won, and it is whatever 10 years ago, it's quite a tough golf course. We could see a few in trouble, and there's just, you know, there's people like Justin Rose I like at 130. If I was having an absolute flyer, Rose, good player around tough golf courses. I think he's there. Tom Kim at 120. I mean, he can be anything, that man. Taylor Gooch, who's been, no matter what we think of Liv, has been shooting some outstanding numbers, is 90. But yeah, I think if I was having a flyer, I'd have Rose at 130. There's some reasonable prices. I really like the Homer price, as I say, 55 down there. But we'll update in the Telegram room as we move on. So I am going to, I'm going to ask some questions in the room. I'm going to try and then through June get into the pods and blogs, get people set up. We'll do the ultimate sessions for YouTube and the videos for people to refer to. I've done, what have I done now, 4 live trading sessions. I think people are enjoying them. I'm going to do one Saturday, looking at the laying side of the market. And then obviously that will quiet down a bit because we won't have as much football through the summer, but we'll pick those back up again. If there's a sort of evening when we've got a fair bit on in Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway playing together, I'll jump on. But it may be something that we pick up again in August. But there's plenty of stuff I can get done in between July and June, July to get you set up for next season and help as many people as possible. My mind was drawn to I'll deal with that off air. I was going to say so I won't, but I'll deal with that off air. Now it's not the time. They're all going, what's that about? Don't worry about it. Just thoughts running through my head. Fly like a seagull. And I guess you'll all be watching City Real Madrid tonight. I think I'm a bit more interested to see how our new manager gets on. Middlesbrough versus Coventry. Our new manager, Carrick, if Levy's got anything about him. Enjoy the City. I think City will prevail. I think City will win. I'll be honest, I think City will win the treble now. I think they'll tie the league up this weekend. That'll be that done. I think they'll get past Real Madrid tonight. I think they'll beat Inter. Be a good game, though. Two very different styles of football, that'll be. And I have, sorry, Man U fans, absolutely no doubt that they will beat Man U in the cup final. Then that'll be that. But interesting, really interesting. Obviously, City have these 115 charges. Yep, nothing proven yet. But, you know, I'm of no doubt that it's all bent. It really is, all this. And apparently it was publicised yesterday that the Qataris looking to buy Man United if they don't, if they're not successful with that, if it goes to Ratcliffe, Ineos, whatever, then they're going to come to Spurs, try and buy Spurs. Whether there's anything in that or not, I've no idea. But when I see stuff like that, I do just like to go and see the reaction of Spurs fans, and just incredible. One bloke said no thank you and he just got absolutely pelted. Fuck off mate, fucking loser, you know, basically just fucking doesn't, what a sad, for me it's just sad that football's become basically playthings for people with multi billions, and that's now what the fans want. They think, oh well, the only way we compete is to get a state nation to buy us, and that's how we'll win something. Not for me, I'll be honest, it really isn't for me. And people say you're mad, but this bloke got absolutely abused for saying the same, and I just thought, Jesus Christ, that basically anything doesn't matter now, what goes on in the world, what people do, where the money comes from. If it gives me a little bit of a jump up and down at a football match, I'm happy. I just think we are descending into an absolute, well, I've said it consistently for years, we are descending into an absolute fucking shambles of a race. We really are. I was watching that, there's a couple of people in FTS who I look at what they tweet just because they amuse me. Simon Dennis is one. It just amuses me. Because he's always kicking off fucking Brexit. I just love seeing what he writes. And there's a few others, and there's one I love. I'm not going to name him. But I just love, I just absolutely love his one-liners. That there was a Rees-Mogg interview with a woman, Marina Perkis, I think her name was. And it was just bollocks. Just both of them talking bollocks. Just shouting and hollering. And what amazes me is you get one side, you know, nobody looks at it, very few people look at it and go, this is just bollocks, both of them. Doesn't matter what side you're on, what part of the argument you agree, you've just got two people, she's shouting whatever, he was just talking shit as he always does, and it doesn't achieve anything for anybody other than you'd pick your side, like I say with football, pick your side and do it. And then you had the Alistair Campbell one last week with whoever he was having a go at, that fucking Alex woman. She's absolutely mental. She talks bollocks. Alistair Campbell, I mean, I don't even know why people... he's another one. He's Farage-like for me. Why is he even involved in anything? Why are we still giving this man any airtime? Why are we giving either of them airtime? But they're both in a room. She's spouting bollocks. He's pulled her up on it. She said, well, you can't talk about lying because you lied about the Iraq war. Nothing. There's no benefit of any of it to viewers at all. There's just absolutely no benefit to this shit being on our TV screens. These two people just talking bollocks. But you watch and people pick sides again. People, fucking Campbell always beat a fucking wanker, whatever. She just talks bollocks, lied about Cambridge Analytica. Nobody says, what is this? What are we gaining from it? It's absolute. Everything is just becoming bollocks that's got nothing to gain. Prime Minister's questions, bollocks. No questions are ever asked or answered. It's just a sledging match across, which is pathetic. I mean, it is pathetic. It's just so terribly bad. And how people watch and consume this much news with all this bollocks going on, but because you want to be on a side, just take it off air. It's shite. It is gaining nothing. Read about stuff. That's how you learn. Read about it. Get the truth of it. You won't get the truth of it on Twitter, no matter what fucking Elon Musk says. It's just complete and utter bollocks. Anyway, there we go. Fly like a seagull. I've got that tune in my head now. Right, have a lovely, what is it, Wednesday? As I said, I'll be doing what I'm doing, pushing on. Let's get people set up through the summer. For me, just be really grateful if when we ask this in Telegram, I'm fully aware that, I mean, when I set that telegram, I'm going to look at that. When I set it up, I sort of asked for who's involved. I'm fully aware that we've got people in there now from other websites. Somebody was pointed out to me who obviously, if they're going to answer something, it'll be detrimental, but that is what it is. What do I do? Delete it and start another one? Maybe. We'll see in the summer. But if you are in there, you've got genuine interest in FTS. It's just a really bizarre thing to do, isn't it? Go and join a group that you're not part of just for the sake of being nosy or causing disruption. Really weird. Really, really weird. But there we go. But if you are a member of FTS, planning on, you know, you want some help, you want me to take you forward, I'd be really grateful if you will answer some of the questions that pop up in the Telegram room over the next few days, just so that we spend our time doing, you know, with the setup we've got now. We've got somebody sorting the email out so that I can only get to only answer the ones that I really need to answer, so I've got time freed there. We've got Dave trying to sort the website out and make it as user friendly and functional for people as possible, and that gives me time to work with Alistair on getting things out for people, and what how we help you use data, be it football data, racing data, how we teach you trading styles, manage banks, emotions, all these sort of things. So if you can respond, email in if you've got ideas, any of that, it just really helps us spend our time wisely to get you to where you want to be. I had a cracking Saturday myself, punting really good. Yeah, so all is good. A decent night last night. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely little Wednesday. Enjoy the PGA if you're watching it. Middlesbrough fans, good luck. Coventry fans, good luck. Man City fans, fuck you. Real Madrid fans, fuck you. Have a lovely day. And I will be back probably at the weekend. I might do a little jump on YouTube Saturday morning as well, go through the football. I'll just see what time is like when we get the fixtures and the numbers behind them. Right, have a lovely little Wednesday. Enjoy the golf. Oh, and I'll be back Friday in the Telegram room with any golf trades. See you later.